Full Works pre-game interview.
Michael Fitzgerald standing alongside Jane Birch. Birchie.
Yeah, to catch up with you right at the start of the season, but now that we're well into it, you'd be pretty happy with the state of affairs in the Bellarine Football League. Games are pretty competitive, and even now newcomers, the South Coast Suns, have been able to notch up their first win.
There we go.
Got me now. Yeah. Season throws up a few challenges and surprises and tales. I remember the question you asked, actually. King, you might have asked round one, what are you expecting? What would be a great thing to happen? I said, I'd really love one of the sides that, you know, generally hasn't made the finals for quite a few years to make the finals, and it's actually almost coming to... It's almost happening. Newcombe today is a massive game. Obviously, two very proud clubs, Newcombe and Anglesey, and they're both right in the hot spot. One coming off a premiership, the other one looking at the finals for the first time since 07, I reckon. Yeah, 10. So the competition's in great state. Like, all the clubs are very financial, well supported. Ironically, the third trial matches that have been happening have been heavily supported by the Bellarine cohort. There's 8 or 9 teams, and I'd say 5 or 6 of them will be Bellarine, so it shows that the strength of the numbers around the club, so which is a good, I suppose, barometer for how the club and the league's going.
And a bit of a change in the governance in the local area, and you being president of the Bellarine Football Netball League, can you talk us through your role and being a representative, obviously, and a voice with a seat on that board locally?
Yeah, it's certainly no secret. Like last year, it was a bit prickly, the relationship, I suppose, between Bellarine and the AL Bowen, not necessarily the commission, but the whole organisation, and there's a fairly healthy discussions had between myself and Nick and some of the commissioners on the way forward, and how we sort of thought that we didn't necessarily, in the same way, to be honest, really necessarily have a seat at the table in terms of the strategic direction. So, not saying that it was the outcome that he come on as well, but not necessarily as a GF. He was initially on the GFNL board, but he's stepped away from that, and he's on the commission as well. So there's more of a mix of the leagues now. I think the dynamic, not being exposed to it previously, I think the dynamic has changed at a board level too, in terms of the level of discussion that probably input from the actual board members. So it's good. It's working so far, and it's an interesting situation we put ourselves in, because you almost have to look at a region-wide view of the whole thing, and we're going to be looking at it. There's a big piece of work sort of coming up in the next 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, but we're still certainly very much focused on the voice of the Bellarine club. So,
Michael, thanks for joining us. With him, the Barn Blueprint, to dissect it and see how it will benefit the Bellarine and its clubs.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting concept, Tom. I think I wouldn't say the previous review, because I wouldn't call it a review. The previous proposal we put forward was very wins and loss, senior football, senior netball centric. It wasn't holistic like this thing going to be. So, the terms of reference associated with the competition review is everything. It's juniors, it's grading, it's women's football, it's netball, it's the whole box and dice. So it's a big piece of work, but I think it's going to encompass a lot more information, and the probably the most important thing is it's going to be very consolidated. So previously it was a group put together, come up with a concept, put it to the clubs, and they wondered why it was held down.
Yeah.
There was no consultation necessary. And Preece's reputation both on and off the field, and from a business acumen point of view, he will hold us in. He'll be a great representative for the Bellarine cohort. And I think Toddy's got Johnny Fitz.
Okay.
Johnny Fitz is on there from the GFNL.
Do you see in 2028 we're going to have a diff-looking local football netball set up to what we see right now?
I'm a firm believer, and I probably said it round one. I don't sit here and think that in 5 years or 10 years' time, the BFNL or the NFNL for that matter will look the same. Like, it didn't 10 years ago. And I don't think it will, but I don't know. There's some, it's not necessarily all about year in, year out changes. It's probably restructuring the whole thing, from the juniors up, from pathways, from competition numbers. So I couldn't really answer it, and it's certainly going to be potentially different next year, whether it's 2028. I don't think there's any going to be wholesale changes, but there's such a big and important piece of work. I don't think there'll be any knee-jerk reaction and massive changes straight away.
For Jason, Matt, to you, can I just ask you, this morning we watched Motowari in Valera play against Newcombe.
Yep.
Do we need to cap junior teams at the bigger clubs to allow that Motowari and Inverleigh don't have to pull kids together to play together?
On the surface, again, it's the sort of things that have been, they're the sort of narratives that go out there in the public, and I think it's so simple. If you've got a kid that lives at Janjar, and you can't play at school anymore, you've got too many, you've got to drive them all the way, there is some ability to do that. If you look at Ocean Grove, they're probably the biggest, they would be the biggest club in the region by number. They'd have 10 nines.
Yeah.
Where are they going to go? You obviously think, well, if they cap that at that level, do they go to Queenscliff? Probably logical, down the road.
Or over Barnheads.
Or to Barnheads.
Yep.
So it can happen, but it's not as simple as just pulling a trigger and going, right, you're only allowed a certain amount. There is a couple other leagues around, and we've done some homework to Ballarat, done some homework on it. In terms of, say, the Bendigo uniform, because they're a bit similar to what we use when we have Barn football, and then there was a Geelong Junior Football League, it was quite a separate entity. The Bendigo Junior Football League is not similar. Yeah, so no, it's for...
So one of the other discussion points has always been about grading, especially in the juniors. King, you've been talking about it, about whether it should be graded, coming from Kai to Port Arlington, all the bits and pieces. And we know Geoffrey Simpkin cracks it all the time because he's trying to play somewhere else and he has to go to Kai to play, which is his choice, mind you. But there's always those discussions around, especially from a cost of living perspective at the moment, all that sort of stuff as well. So is that...
It's 2001 or something, rather, when they put in grading in juniors, and it wasn't the 18s, obviously, it was back then, it was still the three sides all playing. It was probably the most unpopular decision that had been in football for a long time. But I think with netball, my personal view is it's got to happen at some point in time. But I'm also of the understanding that you want to maintain the fabric of the community nature of the club.
Mm.
Certain clubs have said there'd be pros and cons for the whole thing. But I think in time, if it's not fair for boys to get smashed, it's not fair for the netballs. So,
what's good for the sport? And kids getting smashed by 60 goals is not
good
for the sport.
No, week in, week out. It's tough. You get this on Newcombe, and it has a massive flow-on effect over time that if you get a little 10-year-old girl, where are they going to go? They're going to go to St Mary's or come here, or go somewhere where they're going to be in a competitive team.
Yeah.
It might be involved more Tuesday night, Friday night competition.
Absolutely. We've got the courts.
Yep.
They're well lit.
Yep.
They don't need much lighting.
Yeah. So, again, there's a fair bit to play out there, and I think with the junior, even with the junior footy structure, there's a fair bit, there's a narrative around under-18s and bringing that back to BFL, GFL and so forth. Not that's just a discussion that's had.
it's not just junior footy. We've lost a senior footy team who didn't want to get smashed every week as well. We've had a strong junior program, so
yeah.
It does flow up.
It does.
It's not
it does.
Just flows down.
Yep.
Mick, the number one question that I get per week in footy, being a footy head, and probably everyone gets the same question. I reckon you get it 100 times a week, but let's strip this back for the people that are listening in layman terms. I get the number one question is, why is the Bellarine so different in terms of gap compared to the GFL? And it's the question we get every week, and being involved in both leagues over my history, and having a son who coaches in the Bellarine, the competition seems to be or run so well, and the gap has reduced amazingly.
Mm.
To what the GFL is at the moment. The GFL simply is a two-tiered competition.
Yeah. There's a rival media outlet in the region that almost on a weekly basis posts a story about the GFL things. That, to be perfectly frank, gives me the shits.
Yep.
It really does. I don't think it does anyone any favours. It puts pressure on a whole lot of people at a whole lot of clubs and a whole lot of leagues.
I'm probably talking from a football perspective, not so much administration.
Yeah, so from a footy perspective, I think... The talent associated with the Bellarine, if you pair it back, go from 8th to 2nd in the Bellarine in a season, might be the matter of 2 or 3, or might be some sharp recruiting and some good development and coaching. To go from 10th to 3rd in the GFL, the top sides are extremely powerful. Yeah, and that's probably the difference. I think the talent pool at the top end, and it's almost like a bridge too far for a whole lot of people. And I know for a fact that some of the discussions from the BFNL point of view, when there was talk of promotion relegation, well, they like to be at the pointy end of the ladder, and they feel that 3 weeks ago I spoke to a well-respected gentleman from a Ballarat club, and said, look, if we have a sweet spot and we win the club championships and go up, we'll be mid-tier. We're not coming straight down. We'll be midfield. But we don't think we've got the community base, the financials, everything else to get to get to where we want to do, and everyone wants to win it. So the only way to come back down and win it is the bottom totally out, finish bottom and come back down again. And we just, I don't want that. So it's a tough one with the GFL, mate. Yeah. But I'll take my hat off. I'll go to St Mary's in South Barwon. It's like watching VFL.
Hmm.
Like, it's a serious standard. So maybe you don't want to be the person that says, righto, let's bring the top down to improve the competition.
Correct.
It's all about, and probably what's happened with Bellarine is there has been ongoing level of support within the club to aid the sides that struggle a bit, have struggled a bit, and get them there. And again, there's a whole lot of people that, it's me included, I would love to see a new compliant finals. Really would love to see, because it's not the worst for you. They do as much work as they saw on top of the ladder, but they don't get it results. That man, after Johnny Connolly went past and gave me the thumbs up, well, he has never left the joint. Like, he loves the joint. He would have been him and he'd beat my 40 goals.
Yeah. It's interesting because you strip to what we were just talking about in the grey, and you have a look at a lot of the Bellarine clubs are in higher divisions compared to some of the GFL teams. So, Paul Park over the last couple of years had teams in divisions 3, 4, 5. They've got 14 during recess, they're 16 emerged.
Yep.
So there's some issues.
Yeah, I think the junior piece is a big one.
It is, absolutely.
It's not as simple as saying Bell Park are obviously, again, has been a successful club on and off the field, and they're under 18s in Division 3 this year, and played Motowari last week, I think, last week, the week before, and Motowari beat by 10 goals. And so it's tough.
Yeah. So it encompasses a whole lot, doesn't it?
Yeah,
exactly.
There's no simple solution to that one.
Yep.
The power rate that was coming out shortly, Kingy. You know that? It's that time of the year. And our esteemed guest was number 10 last year. I reckon it might be a little bit of single figure action for Fitz this year.
Well,
I think he's got a little bit of a pull with him.
Does number one, who was never
number one, changes?
Does he come off the list?
Absolutely. He's retired.
He's still pulling a few strings, don't
he? Is he? Should he just get in at the end, you reckon, Fitz? You know what? Nev's like, no, he's off. He's gone. There'll be a new number one. It might be the man here.
Questionable positions on that list.
Settle down. Oh, well, you're off. You're off now. That's it. You're done. We don't even know who you are.
We'll vote for each other, mate.
Voting.
There's a single vote.
There's a single vote.
When are you starting?
As the board, the committee, the president, you are.
Absolutely. And if you're worried about it, just send me an email and I won't reply. After the bye, we start.
Okay.
Yeah, so here we go. Single figures, I tell you what. Move around. Did you used to use Flash? No, anyway, that's
Do you have anything?
No, I'm done.
Oh, you're
I'm done. So
what's your most pressing issue? What's your club's most pressing issue?
The Premier League application has been submitted. A whole lot of work's gone into that. Like, it's probably a lot more. Obviously, we submitted it last year and were told that it was past the deadline. So, June 30 was the deadline, which is on Tuesday. It's been a bit of a change in the governance structure as well, outside of what we're doing in this region. So that's probably one that the clubs are asking about. And Geordie Kerr has grabbed me before, and first question he asked, is it tracking? So I said to him, the submission is in. But there's a few steps to go through for that, but it had to be in the time. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. That's certainly one. We're also conscious with that we're not about bringing the GFL down. We're about coexisting, you know, side by side, in a very, like, a massive region. Like, the Bowen region is the fastest-growing region, and if you look at the AFL Vic, I'm not big on stats, I don't like spreadsheets, but if you do look at the numbers, the Bowen region is that in Gippsland, but Gippsland covers from...
Yeah, Pakenham.
Yeah, Dang Pakenham on. To yeah. bloody Mallacoota. Yeah. So, similar size numbers, but in a geographic area of us, and clearly the projections with the government, if they pull their finger out and get some stuff going, state government, will go to 500,000 by 2050. So it's 350 now, 370 now. It's a huge growth. We sort of figure we're sort of saying it's more of a premier region than a one premier competition.
Yeah, so, in the league per se.
Yeah, so we're conscious of the for every action there's a reaction. So we're conscious of working with the GFNL guys and saying what if there's got to be some compromise or somewhere between the two comps, then let's make it work. But we certainly feel that the metrics associated with the Bellarine clubs and the Bellarine competition dwarf half these other premier comps around the state. So,
Lara's working group are due to deliver their findings, I believe, next week. I think June 30 was the date that they were looking. Have your league or you been consulted by Phil Clossy and his team working on Lara?
I had a brief chat with Phil on the phone yesterday, actually, and catching up with him 9 o'clock Monday morning.
Okay. Kate Patterson was on with us 3 weeks ago and said that she was basically of the opinion, and I think we're all aware that if Lara were to come back next year, they're not a GFNL club. My understanding is the GDFNL don't want to be a 13-team competition. Is the Bellarine open to Lara being a 12th team?
I can't really answer because it'll be to the clubs. Okay. I know there's a timeline associated with their thought process, and maybe just get the whatever they wanted to get it in by June 30. But there's a whole lot of water to go to the bridge before a decision like that is made.
We're going to watch a lot unfold over the next 24 months. You're going to be at the forefront. You're going to be talking to us. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I love it.
We'll probably next talk. Probably Bellarine Grand Final today. When will we be back here?
Yes, that's good. Yeah, I can't wait. I think there was a bit of, not conjecture, but there was a few clubs have put their hand up to do it. And we all know, like the Bellarine player, Bellarine, other than Leopold a couple of years ago, which was a great success. Like, yeah. Don't get me wrong, was a little step back in time for me.
Yeah. what if we really drop back to Port Arlington and you're under 15 Leopold team 1985?
Yeah, nah. Punched.
I
can't remember.
I got concussed. I think you beat you.
Yeah. I definitely did get punched. We're looking forward to the season and the things to play out. I think Port hosted finals really well, and Maddie's, you know, the last few years it's been here have been outstanding. It's a great venue to watch the game from. All the amenities are good, the rooms, and that's the beauty of the bar right now. Everyone's got a good set of rooms and, you know, good ovals and good lights and the like. So, yeah, it's all going well.
Appreciate you dropping by. Enjoy the afternoon as you head down
to the Grubbers.
Down the Bellarine Highway, down to Ray Menzies Oval to watch the Grubbers and Motto this afternoon.
appreciate your time. Appreciate your openness as always too. It's a good relationship we have with the Bellarine executive and us here at K-Rock, and mate, long may that continue, and we look forward to seeing how the rest of the season unfolds.
Thanks, guys. And again, I will say, and most people should say, thanks to K-Rock for really supporting the whole region, but jumping on the Bellarine this year has been outstanding. So sort of augurs well for our premier competition application. We've got the heavy hitters in K-Rock following us now, so thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Fitzy. Michael Fitzgerald, the president of the Bellarine, joining us. Thanks to Poolworks. Got a dirty pool or spa? Call Poolworks Geelong, Torquay and Ocean Grove.
Poolworks pre-game interview.